This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Cowper. Earth's climate is getting so hot that temperatures in about a decade will probably blow past a level of warming that world leaders have sought to prevent. That's according to a report released Monday by the United Nations, calling it a code red for humanity. Report co-author Linda Mearns of the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research says she sees nowhere that will be safe from climate change. But scientists also eased back a bit on the likelihood of the absolute worst climate catastrophes. The report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change makes more precise forecasts for the 21st century than it did last time it was issued in 2013. Firefighters and residents are battling a massive forest fire on Greece's second largest island for a seventh day. They're fighting to save what they can from flames that have decimated vast tracts of pristine forest, destroyed homes and businesses, and sent thousands fleeing. Evia's fire is the most severe of dozens that have broken out across Greece over the past few days. The fires came after the country was baked by its worst heat wave in three decades, which sent temperatures soaring to 45 degrees Celsius for days. The Taliban have taken another provincial capital in Afghanistan. The militants are pressing on with their relentless offensive as American and NATO forces finalize their pullout from the war-torn nation. The council chief of northern Sarpul province said on Monday that the Taliban overran the provincial capital, the city of Sarpul. They met little resistance in their last few days of their advance. We have more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. At least 51 people were killed when Islamist militants raided three villages in central Mali near the border with Niger. That's according to a district administrator on Monday. The towns were attacked at 6 p.m. on Sunday, according to a note from the Asongo district administrator to the governor of Gao region. Houses were ransacked and burned to the ground and herds of livestock carried away. The U.S. Senate was inching closer on Monday to finishing a $1 trillion infrastructure spending bill, that following months of negotiation and delay. A vote on passage of the bipartisan deal might be possible by Tuesday. The legislation cleared an important procedural hurdle late on Sunday when the Senate voted 69-28 in support of the provisions contained in the 2,700-page plan. In remarks, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate has been making progress while considering two infrastructure bills that are priorities for the Biden administration.
The two-track process is moving along. It's been a process that has been a very good process. It's taken a while, but it's going to be worth it as hopefully we pass both bills very, very soon.
The massive spending bill is popular among many lawmakers because of the federal dollars it would deliver to their home states. A former aide who filed a criminal complaint against the U.S. state of New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo last week will appear in a televised interview on Monday. She will speak out publicly for the first time about her accusations after alleging that he groped her. The Democratic governor has denied wrongdoing. This even as calls for him to resign have grown, including from prominent fellow Democrats such as President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Mike Hempin reports a New York Assembly committee meets Monday morning to discuss possible impeachment proceedings.
About two-thirds of state assembly members have already said they favor an impeachment trial if Cuomo refuses to resign. Nearly all 63 members of the state Senate have called for him to step down or be removed. But Cuomo's lawyers have attacked the credibility and motives of his accusers and have promised what will likely be a drawn-out fight to stay in office.
That was the AP's Mike Hempin reporting. People in France are now required to show a QR code proving they have a special virus pass to enjoy restaurants and cafes or travel across the country. The measure is part of a government plan to encourage more people to get the vaccine and to slow down a surge in infections. Over 36 million people in France are fully vaccinated. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.